ARRL Learning and Education Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, attended the National Science Teachers Association Convention held in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, March 26th through the 29th. More than 15,000 educational professionals from around the world were in attendance. ARRL had a booth in the exhibit hall to promote the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. Goodgame spoke to several hundred highly qualified and interested teachers about ways to elevate their STEM curriculum using radio. Additionally, several state and district-level officials expressed interest in hosting a session of the Teachers Institute. The first components of the new ARRL STEM curriculum were also unveiled and shared with the teachers, and the teachers were excited to have access to a curriculum utilizing electronics and amateur radio that was aligned to national education standards. The curriculum will be available beginning with the 2025-2026 school year. In honor of the Handy Ham Program's 58th anniversary, the Handy Ham Radio Club and the Handy Ham Radio Club of Minnesota are sponsoring a QSO party from 1900 Hours Zulu April 25th to 1900 Hours Zulu April 27th using the club call signs W0ZXW and W0EQO. The Handy Ham Program provides tools for people with disabilities to learn technology skills and earn their amateur radio licenses. The object for Handy Ham members is to work as many stations as possible during the 48-hour operating period. The event also offers an opportunity to promote and share more details about Handy Ham programs and the Handy Ham Radio Clubs for those who are interested. The QSO party will be active on all amateur bands and modes to make contacts, including digital and VOIP modes. The exchange is simply your name and state, province, or country. Stations will be using their own call signs in addition to the club call signs. So please listen for stations calling CQ Handy Ham 58 beginning April 25th. The ARRL New Hampshire section has established a memorandum of understanding with the New Hampshire Department of Safety and the Division of Emergency Services and Communications for work with the ARRL Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES. ARES will serve as the sole organization providing amateur radio communication support to the state. DESC will offer training and certification to ARES members and coordinate activities through the New Hampshire Emergency Operations Center.